Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, this is Kripa Anand, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we celebrate the resilience and innovation of Canadian entrepreneurs. Today, we are spotlighting the incredible work of Immigrant Women in Business, that is the IWB, an organization dedicated to empowering immigrant women to thrive in Canada's business landscape. According to a recent report by Statistics Canada, immigrant women are a vital part of Canada's entrepreneurial ecosystem, contributing significantly to economic growth and diversity. Joining us today are Svetlana Ratnikova, CEO of IWB, and Maria Carolina Ojeda, founding member of IWB. Together, they are driving a movement that uplifts, educates, and connects women entrepreneurs across Canada. Today, we will be exploring the power of community, the challenges faced by immigrant women in business, and the future of women entrepreneurship. So, let's dive in. First of all, welcome to both of you. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Great. It's lovely to have you both. Now, Immigrant Women in Business is focused on empowering immigrant women by helping them navigate the challenges of entrepreneurship. Svetlana, can you share the vision behind IWB and how exactly does it create opportunities for immigrant women to start and scale their businesses?
We do a lot of networking. Networking is a foundation of what Immigrant Women in Business does, and it's a foundation of entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is about building relationship and providing value. It's a foundation of business, and that's what we do very well, consistently, and with a huge, positive, uplifting, and inspiring spirit.
Great. That's a very powerful vision, I must say. I think the emphasis on community and practical support, it's clearly making a significant impact. And yeah, that's a very important point that you mentioned there. Now, building on the theme of empowerment, let's discuss the challenges immigrant women, you know, face in business and leadership. Now, the journey of immigrant women in business is often filled with hurdles, from adapting to a new environment to, you know, overcoming cultural and systematic barriers. Now, Maria, what do you think are the biggest obstacles immigrant women face when starting a business in Canada? And how exactly does IWB help them overcome these challenges?
First of all, thank you for having us over here. It's a wonderful platform to share with, you know, the entire community. And as an immigrant myself, I'm originally from Venezuela. And I could say that one of the things that a lot of people struggle a lot, number one, is the language barrier. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, some people don't have that background of speaking English from back home, and they got to go through that process. That's why many professionals end up with surviving jobs, and right. They financial knowledge as well. They get to know the Canadian system way, having the Canadian experience if you're looking for a job. Those are a lot of challenges, including the cultural challenge that we go through now, because different mm-hmm. societies, different countries with that, we have different way of thinking and acting. So those are like the main ones that I could see that I went through myself. So
right. Yeah. We are practical examples of, you know, this thing ourselves. Great. That's a very insightful analysis. I think the importance of mindset, networking, and mentorship is also very crucial. And yeah, I think your organization provides invaluable support to, so, you know, kudos to you guys and a big, big, big congratulations. And, you know, with that is a special message for our listeners. For all the business owners and managers, are you supporting diversity and inclusion in your business practices? Remember, Empowering immigrant women not only strengthens your community, but also drives innovation and economic growth. Now let's get back to our conversation with Svetlana and Maria and explore the future of women entrepreneurship. Now moving on to the future, let's discuss the importance of diversity and inclusion in Canada's business ecosystem. Empowering women through resources and opportunities will be essential to driving sustainable growth and social impact. Svetlana, what exactly is your vision for the future of women-led businesses in Canada? And how can corporate partnerships, you know, government support and funding empower more women, according to you?
The future is very, very, very bright. Where we have the challenge, there we have the opportunity.
Right.
Today, we have a challenge in social issues. We don't have the challenge of a shortage of money. We have the challenge of domestic violence, gender inequalities, all 17 sustainable development goals that are challenged right now. So that's why we have increase in almost all of the causes that exist in our beautiful Canada that shouldn't exist with that type of money. Because we all know that's not the money that solve the problem. That's why we love entrepreneurship. It's the heart. It's love to people. That's what solves the issues. And women, they're poised to create this enormous, phenomenal social impact simply because they have the leadership for that. Today in social impact economy, it requires resilience and driving with number one form of driving in social impact. Love, then money. Care for people, do something for the people and for the planet, creating business models that where love and care come first and then money. But that's a foundation of business. That's my short answer. It can be a very lengthy answer and back to very important challenge that I think that a lot of immigrants they face in the marketplace when they come to this country, what Maria touched on a little bit on inabilities to integrate properly, they don't speak English. Network. Make sure that when you come to this country, you in a diverse environment. Your friends at the dinner tables, they're Canadians, experienced immigrants. That's where you learn the language, you become Canadian. And the foundation of being Canadian, having friends, platforms like Immigrant Women in Business, where you see in all our events, we have all different nationalities. Because human rights, that would be the foundation of female leadership, because change starts at home. And most females come from the countries where gender equality doesn't exist. So we have friction at home, right? Not because our gentlemen are not good men. They're very good men. They just come from the countries with different mindset. When they come to this country, it's my story, Maria's story, and I can tell you, most, and we have now 250 founding members, most of us, we came through that. And often we don't want to talk about it because who wants to talk about yellow elephant in the room? Oh, domestic violence. But that's how you fight it. You fight it at home, you step up for your children, and you become entrepreneurial and leader because you want your man, your young boys, your children, your kids to be phenomenal fathers and phenomenal contributors to the economy. One and only way you can do it if mother immigrant steps up for the freedom, for the financial freedom, and to living life on their terms.
Wow, I think that is a very well articulated answer. So amazing. And yeah, it's very unfortunate that, you know, even right now, some women are, you know, not able to gather that strength to step up and, you know, to get out of such a situation. But definitely if they believe in themselves enough, which I think they definitely should. Yes. Change is not far away, and I agree change starts from home, and women are like usually the center in the root of, you know, all the other members who are around in the family as well. So if they are strong, everything else will follow. So great answer. And also that was a very forward-thinking vision. The focus on collaboration and systematic change, I think mostly it's truly inspiring, and that is a very valuable perspective as well. As we continue to focus on empowerment, let's dive into the personal success stories now that, you know, the shape the journeys of women entrepreneurs. Now, success in entrepreneurship often comes with challenges. But if the lessons learned along the way that truly shape a journey and truly make it more meaningful. Maria, can you share a personal success story on top of your head right now, or, you know, a key lesson that you've learned in your entrepreneurial journey with IWB? Please share with our listeners.
Listen, a key lesson is, done a little touch about it. It's learning to transform challenges into opportunity. I have a saying in Spanish that life throw you lemon and you make lemonade out of it.
Right. Yeah.
And when you are surrounded with great leaders, Setlana is a very powerful woman, and you feel like a little bit down, and I plug right away with my mentors, right away. When I feel like things are not going the way I expected, I'm not the kind of person that sit down and cry, even though one of my mentors said, you have 5 minutes to cry and continue moving forward.
Right.
I connect with people. Like, I connect with good people, people who wants to see me in a successful way, that they won't
right.
throw me down.
They have a good vision for you, right?
Exactly. Lift me up, and that will help moving forward. And I always encourage people, do not isolate yourself when situation comes to you. You got to be able to be surrounded with a good crowd, people who wants to lift you up, wants to see you successful, that are good examples. And when Setlana talked about children, I have 2 boys on my own. I'm a single mom. And I always act in a way like they have to see me as an example.
Right.
I cannot sit down and not do nothing, because I want my kids to see that I fight for every single penny that I make, for every single situation in life, and I continue moving forward. And that's what we have in this community. It's an opportunity for people to see us as an example so that we can inspire other people. Definitely. I love it.
Great. Love it. That's an incredibly inspiring story, Maria. I think it truly highlights the resilience and determination that, you know, drives success. And it really resonates with, you know, all of us and all of our listeners as well. So again, kudos to what you've been doing, and you're a great pillar of strength. Now, you know, Svetlana, you mentioned upcoming events like the Speed Friending Networking and the Job Fair. Let's, you know, highlight those a little bit. Now, events are a great way for entrepreneurs to connect, collaborate, and expand their businesses. Svetlana, can you tell us more about the upcoming events, you know, the Speed Friending Networking, the Job Fair, and also the Green Summit, and how exactly our listeners can get involved and be a part of it?
Immigrant Women in Business, just on Google. You'll see us Google and all links to social media. That would be the fastest. We are very good on LinkedIn. Find us on LinkedIn, the same Immigrant Women in Business. Follow, and please do come to the events. We produced 500 events in the last 7 years. We
wow.
are very event-driven, very event-driven. We get people after COVID, you know, it's a little bit a little bit tough for people, a lot of mental health challenges. But I mean, we were one of the first to come out with big, massive networking events. That's where people, and very important, look at our schedule. I mean, Eventbrite, LinkedIn, we have event schedule calendars. Just follow us, Maria on Instagram or myself on LinkedIn, and we'll give you all the links to follow and come out to our events. And it is essential when people come out. It's just the way to progress. Once you go to organizations like Immigrant Women in Business, in a space where people, they feel they belong, and I really want to kind of connect to your audience. Yeah, we can all talk about successes. It's not the success stories. That's how people, they connect to you. In the right pocket, it's always failure. You have to fail every day, and it's painful. It's very painful, but it's one and only way you can learn.
Yes.
In our environment where people feel that they belong, we don't yes. sell them anything at the events. We really create the culture to uplift and inspire everyone, I mind you, right? It's not the people on a panel. That's the people in a room. And that's what's important. That's why we have, when we have events, we always have about 100, 200, 300, 500 people in the event, depending on the size. If we have 400 people at the event, a 10% would be qualified mentors. So we can look after each and every person in a room. So come out, Immigrant Women in Business, Google the fastest way to find us. You'll hit all our links for our calendar events.
Great, that's fantastic. Yeah. And I just love the energy in the room right now. And these events, they sound like incredible opportunities for networking and growth. And again, great opportunities for our listeners. So please don't miss out. To conclude, Svetlana and Maria, let's summarize the key insights for our listeners. Now, before we let you go, Maria, what do you think are the key takeaways that you'd, you know, like our listeners to remember about the importance of economic empowerment for immigrant women? And Svetlana, if you could just list out, you know, a couple of practical steps, actionable advice that, you know, can support and support this cause in particular, we'd love that.
Awesome. Listen, one thing that I want to point out, I have invited 3 people to our job fairs, and some of them got hired from the job fair. They actually got hired. They got a job. Yes.
Wow.
And it's about networking. Always is about networking. If you come to them, you can sit down and send a lot of resumes online. But when you connect with people in person, it's a complete different story. You connect with people. They see your smile. You get a hug, which people like getting hugs. Some of them.
Of course, it's warm, right?
The mentorship, the guidance, and the skill development opportunity as well. Because once you get that mentorship, and we do free mentorship when they signed up, and they get ideas of what they can do, and the financial inclusion as well. So there's a lot of little details that you'll get in one of the events. And if you cannot be in person, you can start from the online meeting. And it's just about getting started, you know, get out there, get people to know you and smile. That's what you have to do, that's it.
Definitely, it's all about taking the first step, and I think destiny, it takes you where you're meant to be. Great. Svetlana, do you have anything to add for that, for the key takeaways for our listeners?
Key takeaways, think big, always surround yourself with positive people, and never give up on your dreams. Canadian dream is available for each and every immigrant who comes to this country, but it's only available with help of others.
Perfect. Yeah. That was a beautiful answer, just like both of you, Svetlana and Maria. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and insights with us today. Your dedication and vision are truly inspiring. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. That was an insightful conversation with Svetlana Ratnikova, CEO, and Maria Carolina Ojeda, founding member of Immigrant Women in Business, on the transformative power of community and support for immigrant women entrepreneurs. Their work is driving significant social and economic impact in Canada. Thank you so much to all the listeners for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. We really appreciate your continued support. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. You can also visit our website, canadiansme.ca, for more valuable information and tools. Lastly, a very special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, and Google, for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses in Canada. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success, and we'll see you in the next episode. Kripa Anand signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit canadiansme.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.